26. Boy, we have talked a lot about it already today. I'm excited for the first service in 2026. First service of 2026. Very exciting. That last year, 2025, it's in the rearview mirror. It's behind us. Okay? Many people thankful for that. I'm just thankful for a new year and looking forward to new things happening, new things coming. Here's what I love, though. Man, that we're looking, that we should be looking and expecting great things this year. Amen?
Amen.
We should be looking for it and expecting it, recognizing great things even when they're little things. They can be great things. But also that we're looking to handle adversity a little better this year. Amen? Woo! All right. Amen. Possibly even looking to this for the answers with some of the things we deal with. It's so hard to do sometimes, but it's important. Woo! Starting out the new year in the presence of the Lord. That's a powerful thing. Well, last week we talked about serving the Lord. And we talked about serving the Lord. As for me and my house, I shall, what? I shall serve the Lord. And we talked about serving the Lord in our family, in our community, in our workplace, and in our church. And many of you stood up and said, I will. After I said, I will. And you said, I will choose to serve Him. I will declare my faith by serving Him. I will take responsibility over my home and my family by serving Him. I will continue to commit to follow God daily. And I will choose, though none go with me, I still will follow. But what happens when you feel distant from God? Turn in your Bibles, if you would, to Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah chapter 29. And as you're turning there, I want you to think, when I'm distant from God, what better way to wake up than to say, this is the day which the Lord has made, I will
rejoice in
the land. Woo! That was pretty good for 2026. I'm so proud of you all. Thank you very much. Now, here's something I learned in the customer service business years ago. That first call of the day, you're sounding just like that. But by the time you get your 87th call at the end of your shift, with customers yelling and screaming and cussing at you and saying nasty things about you, do you have that same excitement? And can they feel that through the phone, that you're excited? At the end of the year, will we still be saying, rejoice and be glad in it? I'm going to rejoice that it's over again. But each day we have to choose that. Now, in Jeremiah 29, I'm going to read verse 10 through 14, and parts of this should be familiar for different things. And it says, for thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you and cause you to return to this place. Okay, first of all, I'm thinking, wait, after 70 years? They've got to wait that long for Him to visit and perform my good word toward you? It takes time sometimes, church, for the Lord to move when you think He doesn't hear you or He's not moving fast enough. It takes time sometimes. Verse 11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. That is something we share with graduates often. Oh, man, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you. This is a God speaking or Lord speaking to our graduates a lot of time, that we want them to know that the Lord wants peace, thoughts of peace and not evil, and to give you a future and a hope as you graduate. Then verse 12 says, then you will call upon me and I go and pray to me and you will go pray to me and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with what? With all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places, listen carefully, where I have driven you, says the Lord, and I will bring you to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive. He is saying, I've driven you to these places. I caused you to be captive there. God will take us places we don't want to be. He will put us in situations that we don't care for. And He sometimes will take time to deliver us out of those places and out of those situations. But in the midst of all that, it says, I will do these things. Why? Because it says, you will call upon me. When you feel distant from God, call upon Him. Now, I've got this somewhere in my notes, but I'm going to jump to it right now. Church, a lot of times we're saying, God, will you just come scoop me up and deliver me out of this? I've done nothing to help myself. I got myself into this mess. And we don't seek Him. We don't seek Him. We want Him to seek us in the midst of our muck, in the midst of our trials and tribulations. We're not obedient, yet we want God to be obedient to His Word. God, deliver this, or deliver me from this. God, Your Word says You can do this, so do it. I don't think that's the same as seeking Him when we're asking Him to seek us and pull us out of our situation. When you feel distant, are you seeking Him or are you waiting for Him to seek you and deliver you out of that? Now we're going to flip a couple different places in the Old Testament. And this one, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29 through 31. If I can get on the right page. 29 through 31 says this. But from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find Him if you seek Him with all your heart and with all your soul. Well, I love that. And it says, when you are in distress, and all these things come upon you in the latter days, when you turn to the Lord your God. Uh-oh, here we go. He added a little extra in there. And obey His voice. For the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not forsake you, nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers, which He swore to them. Again, He says, when you're in distress, seek Him. When you feel distant from God, seek Him. And it says, and you will find Him. Oh, then that thing, obey His voice. He wants us to obey Him, His voice, His word, whatever it is, He wants obedience. Boy, sometimes we are so disobedient, aren't we? Whew, it could be to our spouse, our co-workers, our employer, our boss, or whatever. Sometimes we can be a disobedient people, selfish people, and we want it our way. And He says, man, you've got to obey My voice. And we'll read a little story here in just a minute. You know, but where do we find wisdom? Wisdom a lot of times is in Proverbs, right? You don't have to turn here, but Proverbs 8, verse 17 says, I love those who love Me, and those who seek Me diligently will find Me. Oh, there's that seeking Me diligently. Goes back to Jeremiah, what we just read. And you will seek Me and find Me when you search for Me with all your heart. He wants all of us to seek Him. Not the half-hearted stuff. God, please get me out of this mess. I'd say that's probably half-hearted, not whole-hearted. But when we're on our knees pleading and having honest discussion with the Lord about where we're at and what we desire, He'll turn His ear to us. But He says, I need you to turn your ear to Me as well. Now Numbers, if you'll turn to Numbers chapter 14. And this is a little short clip about this man. Numbers chapter 14, verse 24. And it's talking about Caleb. And it says, but my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit in him and has followed me fully, I will bring him into the land where he went, and his descendants shall inherit it. That's what I want. That's what I want for 2026. I want to be somebody with a different spirit. And I want to be someone that has followed him fully. It's pretty easy to do. Not. Because we wake up each day and we have a different set of factors that we have to face. Different rules, different laws, different whatever at work. Different situations with our health. Different situations with a variety of things. So it's hard to do. But how about if in 2026 we say a faith that sticks in 26? Thank you, Pastor Eric Ferguson. A faith that sticks in 26. And it's holding on steadfast no matter what. You know, as Eric was telling me about this and reading different scriptures about it, and I pictured storms coming and blowing us as we're all standing there, and I thought, some of us will just snap at the ankles. Some of us will do a little better and we'll snap at the knees. Some will snap at the hips, whatever. But I thought, Lord, and when I say some of us, I mean people in general, not us, prayer of faith. But I thought, that's what we need to be. Or that's what we need to have. A faith that sticks in 26. And it happens when we wake up each day and say, this is a day which the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This little story of Caleb says he had a different spirit about him. And he followed the Lord daily. And he followed the Lord fully and wholly. And I mean completely, not wholly, H-O-L-Y. And I thought one of our greatest jobs when we feel distant from God is to seek Him. We're going around going, God, where are you? And He's probably saying, I'm right over here, but you're just standing there and won't come look for me. Now truly, He's right next to us. He's all around us. But I'm saying that we're always asking, God, where are you? And we do nothing or very little to seek Him. He said, well, I'm in your neighbors that you don't like. That's where I am. And I'm in their home. And I'm in the job that you don't like. And I'm in your family members that you have problems with. And I'm in the midst of everything. But we have to seek Him rather than waiting for Him to find us. And we want to sit and just holler out scriptures of what He's supposed to do. But we do nothing about the things that He asks us to do. You know, I don't know if this is a time or place, and it's probably not, so I'll go ahead and do it. You know, when we talk about finances, oh, right out of the gate, Adam. We had a shortfall last year of almost $13,000 from money that went out. And I started thinking to myself, I did some math, of course. And I said, well, what does that equal? And I thought that equals each adult in here giving $50 more than they currently give a month. And that would be taken care of. $50 a month, Adam, that's a lot. And there's two of us now, that's $100 a month. And I thought, guys, you're making it too hard. It's $2.50 Monday through Friday. Keep your money on Saturday and Sunday, not your tithe, but keep your $2.50. I'm asking for $2.50 Monday through Friday.
Now, that doesn't sound too hard, does it? You pay more than that for a Coke at McDonald's. But we'll find all kinds of reasons why we can't do that, why we don't, why we won't. But we want to call on God to say, God, where are you in your promises? He says, where are you in the commandments I gave you? Where are you in the obedience that I asked for? Caleb had a different spirit. He followed the Lord fully. Fully. Not so-so. Not halfway. Turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 6. We've heard it already today. Kish and some of you sang about it already today. Matthew 6:33. And it says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. And I thought, well, that's pretty simple, Lord. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. And that's Jesus talking and saying those things. And then Kisha read it as well, Matthew 7:7. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. God desires for us to seek him and pursue him diligently. When we feel distant from God, or feel God isn't hearing us, he's probably saying the same thing to us. Adam, you seem distant from me. Can you hear me? Adam, can you hear me? Hello? And he's saying the same thing to us. But we just look at God and say, God, where are you? Can you hear me? We've got to look inward. But no matter what we face, we have to remain faithful. The faith that sticks in 26. It's important that we stick with it. That something isn't going to derail us. You know, I've probably mentioned it a few times before. I know people that say, well, the church has hurt us in the past. How many of them? Oh, just one. Well, have you been to any church since? No. When was it? I was a teenager. You're a grown adult. You gave it one chance. Ah, that job really burned me. You've been unemployed for the last 40 years, you know? No. We have to stick with it. And if it isn't at this place or this place or this place, to find a place where we can come, where we can serve God with joy, where we can sit amongst fellow believers. It's sad the amount of videos that are out there about church fights and arguments. I watched a fight where someone walked up to someone at church and just punched them. I'm like, yo, could you imagine if that happened, Eric? Vern, what are you doing punching him? No, I'm just kidding. But I thought, man, we need a faith that sticks, and we need to become faithful people. Faithful followers, obedient servants to serve him and his church and his people. Oh, and those that are lost. We can't just forget them. We need to serve everybody. We need to love everyone. Oh, here he goes with that loving the enemy talk. Yeah, that's what it says in here. We're a Bible-believing church. And I want to be a Bible-believing body of followers. Don't just be hearers of the word in the new year, but be doers of the word. Amen? Let's bow our heads, please. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for the opportunity for a new year to start things, to change things, to move things. God, that when we feel distant from you, we must be seekers. When we feel that you're not close to us, we have to draw near to you. And your word says you will draw near to us. But God, I pray that we're not just waiting for you to seek us and scoop us up, but that we seek you first. That we recognize that absence. And we seek you. That we can have an honest inward look at ourselves. God, I pray in 2026 that we do have a faith that sticks in 26. But God, that we can just be honest with each other. We can be honest with you. We can be honest with ourselves. God, I pray this year that we are drawn closer to your likeness in actions and in words. God, I pray today that we look to you, that you will guide us step by step, that we will follow you faithfully, that we will be more involved in your work, in kingdom work.